Hey everyone, so the video you're about to watch is about the thought shifting process. And this is the process that I have used to really clear resistance and take my manifestations the next level. So anytime you hear me talk about clearing resistance, I'm mostly talking about this technique. And this technique takes a good amount of practice and understanding to really learn it. But with practice, anybody can do it. Now I made this video specifically for YouTube because you need to watch the video to see what's on the screen to fully learn this technique. And the way that this video is edited is made for YouTube purposes as well. So I highly recommend for everyone to check out the YouTube version of this video for it to fully make sense. So I'll see you on the other side.
All right, so today we're gonna talk about the thought shifting process. This is the best process that I know of to clear resistance, to shift your negative thought patterns. And you do this mostly for manifestation reasons. This is the reason that I do this. So for those who don't know my story, I started to quiet my mind in 2016 and I reached a really high level of inner peace through present moment awareness. And everything was great, but then at some point in my life, I wanted to manifest certain things in my life. Like, I noticed that I was still struggling with things like money and relationships and literally, you know, just normal stuff that people struggle with. And so I was like, man, I'm reaching a high level and quieting my mind and stuff, but I really want to take it to the next level and be able to really manifest my reality. And at some point in my life, I realized that manifestation is all about clearing resistance. And resistance is just negative thought patterns that you have or a belief, which is the same thing. When I start applying this, like just crazy manifestations that never happened before start happening. Like that's how I was able to finally have success with my online business. I manifested over $10,000 to go on Abraham Hicks cruise and spend a month in Europe with my best friends. And just like literally all the success that I'm having now is because of this process. This process is based on the Abraham Hicks focus wheel. But over the years of practice, I have really refined it and I believe that I've taken it to the absolute next level of effectiveness. I now do this process literally multiple times a day, and literally any subject that I do this on, I will see new manifestation flow every single day. This applies to problems as well, right? If a problem comes up, maybe I'm having issues with a coworker, or I'm having some financial issues, or just literally anything that comes up internally or externally, you can apply this process to. Because everything is a reflection of the internal thought patterns that you're having. So you will see that now you are really able to shift your reality because you are shifting your thought patterns at the highest level. And your thought patterns absolutely is the control panel of your reality. So before I start showing you how to do this process, I want to explain to you the merry-go-round analogy. Abraham Hicks talks about how when you do this process, it's all vibrational. And the most important part is to get on the merry-go. When a merry-go is going very fast and you try to get on it, you're gonna get flung off because it's too fast. You just can't get on it. You need to slow it down and then you can easily get on it and gain speed. So this is the same thing with this technique. When you have negative thoughts and we try to go positive too fast, like we try to go from, oh, I'm really broke to, oh, I'm wealthy or I'm doing so well with money, no shift is gonna happen. That's why positive thoughts don't work 99.9% of the time. 99% of the time, your positive thoughts are not shifting your negative thought patterns at all. The key is to go from negative thoughts to thoughts that are slightly less negative. And once you find thoughts that are slightly less negative, then you will start to find thoughts that are slightly positive. And that's when the magic happens, right? So the magic really happens once you go from negative thoughts to less negative thoughts. Once you get on that, you're on the wheel, and now you access better and better and better feeling thoughts. And now your whole paradigm is shifting, and now you're unraveling your thought pattern. And it's honestly pretty simple, but it does take practice to fully experience what I'm saying. When I first started practicing this, you know, it was like I went through a lot of trials and errors, but now I'm at the point where I do this process so easily, and I'm having huge shifts in my thought pattern every day. So now I'm gonna bring you to the laptop and show you how to do this process. And just keep in mind that this is just more like an introduction video, right? This is just the basics of shifting your thought patterns. I will probably make way more videos on this to address specific things later down the road.
All right, so look at this wonderful scale that I've made. So you see here, you go from more negative to less negative. And from less negative, you get to less positive. And from less positive, you get to more positive, right? So it gets more positive as you move to the right. You start off here, right? You start off with a negative thought, and then you have to find a thought that's just less negative, but not positive yet. People try to get positive way too fast with this process. And that's like the number one mistake that all of my clients make in the beginning, is they try to get too positive way too fast. So you just want to take a few extra seconds to just play with thoughts that are less negative. And I'm gonna show you so many examples in a minute. But yeah, once you get here, then everything else is really easy. So just keep this in mind. And once we go through an example, it will become very clear. All right. So here's one I did right before I made a video. It's basically, I was feeling a little bit of resistance because I'm worried that I'm going to do a bad job at teaching this because I've never really taught this process like this before. So I start off with my statements of resistance, right? I'm worried that I'm going to do a bad job at teaching this technique. There's so much to explain in this short video. People aren't going to get it. These are my statements of resistance right here, right? So that's the first thing that you want to do. Then you go from this to thoughts that's less negative. I said, not everyone is going to get it, and that's okay. So that's not a positive thought right there. That is still a negative thought. Not everyone is going to get it. That's not a positive thought, but it's less negative, right? And just by saying this, I felt a huge relief. I felt this relief within. And honestly, I could have stopped right here if I wanted to. I got to this point and I could have stopped. Because with this process, you don't have to hit a home run every time. You can just hit first bases, right? If you just find that thought of relief, you can honestly chill out and stop and repeat this every single day. And you could do multiple sessions a day. It's as simple as that, but it does take practice. I was able to keep going. And my next thought is, this video is just an introduction, right? And that gave me a paradigm shift, right? Like, I just went from, oh, this complicated video that I must do. I must fit everything into one video. And within two thoughts that were just less negative, I was able to reach this whole realization, this whole aha moment where I'm like, wait, I don't have to do a perfect job on this video. I can just do a decent job with this video, and then I could just make a whole series out of this. If I miss something, I can cover it in the next video, and I don't need to be perfect. And that gave me so much relief, and that's a huge shift, right? So this right here is a paradigm shift, and that's when you know you're just doing something really right. When you're having these aha moments and paradigm shifts on the spot when doing this process, you know you have really shifted. And you would just do stuff like this like every day. In this example, I only probably need to do one or two of these. I just did this one, and that really cleared a lot for me. But on topics like money and stuff like that, you know, like that's something that's kind of in your life, you could do this every single day. And you wouldn't just like reread this, right? You would start again. Like, so in the next day, when the same thought pattern comes up, you would just address it again. You would make the statements of resistance, but it would just be exactly how you feel, right? So it could look very similar to this, or it could look different. But a lot of times it will look similar, but you're not just kind of going back and just copy and pasting this. You're actually in that moment stating how you feel. So here's a classic one on money. I find myself stressing about groceries and stuff. So I said, groceries are so expensive. It's hard to live with this little money. I feel like I really got to budget this money. So this is sort of my resistance, especially a while back when I had to go grocery shopping all the time. And it was just, I felt this like this slight resistance within me every time I went grocery shopping, right? So I decided to do this process. And so these are my statements of resistance. And then I shifted into, I don't need to spend on much. And so that just kind of gets me on the wheel, right? That just gets me start shifting. And then, I don't need much to be happy. Okay, even better. This money more than covers my expenses for now. I have more than enough to be deeply happy. So basically, I reach the paradigm of, okay, I don't need much money to be happy. Like, damn, like I'm already so happy every day, and I just need my money to cover the basic necessities for now, right? And that was just a huge shift for me. I would do stuff like this all the time, like almost every day, because I'm grocery shopping and I'm having certain expenses every day. And I would just do it whenever I feel that feeling of resistance come up. And
I don't go looking for these thought patterns. Please do not go looking for these thought patterns. Because the more you look, the more you activate the law of attraction. And now it's like you're on an endless loop of searching for problems, of searching for resistance. So you just want to go through your day and be present and not think about this technique at all. But what you will see is that the resistance will come up by itself. Your stresses about money, your stresses about relationships, triggers, they're going to come up by itself. So when they come up, that's when you do this process. You don't need to go thinking about it. So when it comes up, then that's when you make a few statements on how you feel, where your resistance is at. And you do it brand new every time. But it will look similar probably often because you're addressing a lot of the same thought patterns. Yeah, so when it comes up, once again, I'll do like 2, 3, 4 thoughts of resistance, stating where my resistance is at. And don't even worry that you're activating negative thoughts because you're having these negative thoughts anyways. So you're not doing anything different. You're having these negative thoughts come up every day anyways. And now you're able to pinpoint them and shift them. This is the only time where I will allow you to think negative thoughts on purpose, right? Because you're going to shift them very quickly. And that shift is so worth it. Like that shift is so huge. So don't worry about saying a few negative thoughts in the beginning. Now, this process should not take more than like 1 or 2 minutes, like maybe 3 or 4 minutes max. I don't want you to hurry or anything, but I want you to just be focused and doing this technique. And if it's taking like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever, an hour, like you're doing something wrong. You're not moving. You're not making progress. You're not shifting. So just stop after the first few minutes. You're not making progress. And if you're struggling with this, it's always your less negative statements, right? It's always the statements that come after the resistance statements, right? People try to get too positive too quick. There's an art to getting less negative. Once you think 1 or 2 less negative thoughts, first of all, you might just find relief there and you can stop. Or a lot of times you can find that you can keep going, right? It feels good to keep going a little bit more and reach a bigger shift. So in this case, you know, I said, I don't need to spend much on money. And I was like, yeah, I can keep going. I can keep going. And then I reached just like a really significant shift right here for me, right? And that's more than enough as long as you keep consistent. Here's a more recent one. So here's some context. I started offering coaching a few months ago and I started to clear on it and I started to see success. And this month of February, I had a lower month. I still made money. I still made more than enough to cover all my expenses and doing better than I've ever done in the past, but it was still a lower month. And so I just decided to do a quick thought shifting process on it. So I'm having a low month with my business. I feel like I'm struggling. I didn't get a lot of new clients this month and I feel worried. Okay. That's my resistance statement. And I go and find a thought that's a little bit less negative. All businesses have low months, right? And that felt really good. That felt like, okay, all right, I'm on the wheel. I'm getting somewhere. Honestly, I could have stopped there, right? If you're a beginner, you probably should stop there. But I felt, okay, I'm good at this and I can keep going. And I know that if I keep going, I might reach an even bigger shift, right? But if you stop here, it's fine. Then you can do it tomorrow and just keep finding just 1 or 2 thoughts of relief. It's more than enough, especially on subjects that you have more resistance in. It might be harder to shift and hit home runs. So just hit first bases. This is another thing that my clients make the mistake of is they try to hit home runs every time. And they're just beginning, starting to use this process and they're trying to hit home runs every time. And I tell them, just stop at the first base, hit a first base, you're fine. But just keep doing it. And then the home run will come if you just keep hitting first bases, if you just keep finding 1 or 2 thoughts of relief. Okay, so I go from all business have low months to just because I'm having a low month doesn't mean that I'm doing bad. It's good. Usually with low months in business, things are developing. And so what I mean by that is, you know, I've been involved with my family business and stuff. And I've come to notice that in the months where things are quiet with my family businesses and stuff, there's a lot of things developing internally. Like we're improving certain functions within and we're smoothing out the process and stuff like that. So I noticed that like there's no such thing as bad months with business. Like there's always something developing. So I went from that to in this month, I finished my book and I realized, wow, like I had a quieter month this month with my coaching clients, but that allowed me to literally lock in and finish my book that's coming out really soon. And it's literally about this stuff, literally all about this stuff, but way more in depth. So my next thought was, I'm glad I had a quieter month with my coaching clients. Otherwise, I would not have been able to fully focus on finishing my book so quickly, right? So I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. It was a huge blessing that I had a month where I had lower business because that meant I had so much more free time to work on my book. And I literally got my book done in this month. Otherwise, I would still be working on the book if I had more clients. I also cleaned up so many other things with my coaching business this month. So yeah, like I made a lot of internal changes and smoothing a lot of things out internally with my clients and stuff, which will allow me to move forward with my coaching business and take on a larger clientele, right? So that was good as well. This is the best month to have a low month because I even received over $700 from Chinese New Year. So in this month where I'm still making money with my business and stuff, but it, like I said, it was just a month where I didn't get as much clients as I usually expect. And it's crazy because it was Chinese New Year's this month. So not only did I have enough free time to work on my book, I also had received over $700 from Chinese New Year's. So it's like, wow, like this is the best month to have a low month ever. That's my last statement. And I'm just realizing, like, wow, like I just shifted from, oh my gosh, like I'm having a low month, life sucks, like I'm struggling with business too. Oh my gosh, like if there was any month to have a low month, it's this month. And I honestly needed to have that low month because I literally wrote a whole book. I received money from Chinese New Year, so I didn't even need to make that much money this month. And so I just had all these realizations as I'm doing this process. Like so many downloads were coming to me as I was in the midst of doing this process. All the stuff that I'm telling you now literally happened as I'm doing this process. And you might not see it in the words here, but there's so much downloads that are happening behind the scene as I'm going through this process. Here's another example on my family. I don't like being around my mom. She's so negative and strict. Things aren't fun around her. She's the most negative person I know. And this is happening basically after I got triggered from her. So I shifted from that to she's so much less aligned than me. But that's a statement for me that felt less negative because it's sort of for me, I'm saying like, she's not as aligned as me. Like I'm a much more aligned person than her. I don't know why that made me feel better, but it does. It makes a lot of sense to me. And I went from that to my alignment is so much more powerful than her lack of alignment. And so this is an example where I just thought one or two thoughts and found some relief because I just got triggered. And usually after I get triggered, I'm having a hard time hitting home runs. Usually right after I get triggered, it's like I can only find relief. I can just find one or two thoughts of relief. And I might just do that throughout the day. But this is an example of where I'm not trying to hit a home run, right? Like I'm just trying to hit a first base and I'll do this maybe later during the day or tomorrow. And that's about it, right? So I try to give more examples of just like first base hits because that's what you should be practicing right now. So you see like one, like the one I just did before with the business one, like that's more like a home run. That's where I like just really took it all the way and really reached the paradigm shift. That paradigm shift, you'll see like when you just hit that paradigm shift, that's when you just really know, okay, like I just hit a home run. Like I just made a huge kind of dent in my beliefs and it's the best feeling ever. And when I say like more positive, that's all I mean is like, it's not necessarily about the words that you're saying. It's literally about the paradigm shift. And that's what I consider as this kind of more positive. You want to do this process every day. In my manifestation practice, this is the number one priority. So let's say I do all this today, right? I did one on clearing on this video. I did one on money. I did one on my business. I did one on family, whatever, right? Tomorrow, I'm just going through my day. And as I'm having negative thoughts about family, I'll just do one on the spot or I'll just do one later. And I highly recommend for you guys to write this down, like have a journal or do it on your laptop, do it in like a notes section on your phone, because you want to focus, right? You don't want to get distracted and stuff. And writing it down really, really helps. I'm at the point where I do it in my head a lot of the time, but that's just because I have the practice that I can do that. But for most people, I highly recommend to just do this on your phone or your laptop or something. So yeah, I will do this every day. And let's say I really want to clear a lot on money. So whenever anything about money comes up, just general worries about money, if it's about groceries or it's about bills, if it's about not having enough money, if it's about feeling broke, I would just do one on money. And then I would just also maybe do subtopics on money. So for example, for me, business is like a subtopic of money, right? Like it's like, oh, like here's another kind of topic that falls under the category of money that keeps coming up. I keep having worries about business. And another subtopic that comes up for me is just kind of this feeling that like, you know, my parents don't believe in me when it comes to making money and stuff like that, right? So like I would do one on that too. So right, within any topic, right, there's subtopics. So for example, if I was to clear on relationships, I would clear on sort of just general fears that you might have, like, oh, I don't want to get hurt in the next relationship, whatever, right? And I was also clear on subtopics like, I'm too ugly to be in a relationship. I don't have enough personality to be in a relationship. So I'll clear on all those things like one at a time. So I would do one on just fear of getting hurt, let's say, in relationships. I'll do another one on feeling like I'm too ugly to be in a relationship. I'll do another one on feeling like I don't have enough personality for a relationship, let's say, right? So I'll do like basically one on each of those every day, right? And they all fall under the category of relationships. And I don't wait for them, or I don't go looking for them. I just wait for them to come up, and they almost certainly do come up every day. So let's say I do that, and then I do also a lot on money as well. So when the stress about money comes up, if I'm just like worried about my bank account is low or whatever, I do it on that. And then I worry that my business is not doing well, I do it on that. So you see, like, I just do a bunch of these a day on the topics and subtopics. And what you're going to see is, as you chain these together every day, right, as you start doing this process every day on money and stuff, you're going to see the next level of manifestation come in. So with my clients, like, I help my clients manifest money like left and right. I help my friends and my clients manifest money left and right. Like, literally in my sleep, I can help people manifest money because it's that easy at that point. And this process really, really helps with that. Usually, like, a friend or a client comes up to me and they're struggling with money, and I help them with money, and I'm shifting their thought patterns on money. And within a week of doing this process, you know, they'll just somehow like manifest more money. More money will come in, and they'll feel different about money. And then more money is coming in, and they keep doing this process and doing this process. Next thing you know, even more money is coming in, blah, 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 blah. And it just, as long as they keep doing this, just they will attract more and more money because they're clearing more and more resistance on money. And once you clear resistance, your vibration on that topic will reach the highest point until the next ceiling of resistance, right? So your vibration on money is forever changed, but it can always go higher and higher and higher. Even if you're a billionaire, at some point, you can attract even more abundance, right? There's never a point where, oh, I've just reached the max ceiling on money, because your thought patterns can always improve, because there's always a higher vibration. There's just always a higher perspective to reach. So yeah, I've helped people manifest all types of things left and right through this process. I'm going to make other videos on this as well, right? So just do this process on the topics that you care about a lot every day, at least once a day, right? Maybe once a day on money, once a day on relationships, whatever it is that you really care about. And so I prioritize those topics, right? As they come up, I clear on them. And then secondarily, the leftover time and space that I have, I'll apply it to whatever other topics, maybe like going to the gym, maybe body insecurities, maybe whatever other worries you want to clear on. Okay. So I've been helping my clients manifest at a super high level and clear resistance at a super high level by working with them hands-on through this process. So if you're interested in working with me on clearing resistance and reaching that next level of manifestation, the next level of vibration, then consider booking a coaching call with me. Link in the description below. And I also just finished writing a book on this. It's not out yet, but depending on when you watch this video, it might be out. So just check the link in the description.